This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey appeared headed for a runoff presidential election after neither Tayyip Erdogan nor rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu cleared the threshold to win outright on Sunday in a poll seen as a verdict on Erdogan's 20-year rule and increasingly authoritarian path. With almost 91% of ballot boxes counted, both sides claimed to be ahead and contested the figures, warning against any premature conclusion in a deeply polarized country. Opinion polls before the election had pointed to a very tight race, but gave Kılıçdaroğlu, who heads a six-party alliance, a slight lead. Ukraine's president, visiting Germany to coordinate weapons donations, says a planned counteroffensive against Russia is not intended to attack Russian territory. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky received a grand welcome in Berlin, where he's met with leaders and held a news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who says they stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. Zelensky was asked about a Washington Post report, which said leaked U.S. documents suggested he had considered trying to capture some Russian territory to use as bargaining chips. Zelensky says he's only trying to get his land back, noting Ukraine did not attack Russian territory and is only seeking to liberate its occupied land. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday two of its military commanders were killed in eastern Ukraine as Kyiv's forces renewed efforts to break through Russian defenses in the embattled city of Bakhmut. This is VOA News. World Food Program Chief Cindy McCain warns it will be difficult to feed the world if Russia does not renew the Ukraine grain deal due to expire on May 18th. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Ukraine is a major global exporter of grain. The export agreement, brokered by the UN and Turkey last July, has allowed Ukraine to transport millions of tons of food despite the ongoing conflict. McCain doesn't want to see that end.
As you know, Ukraine used to be pretty much the breadbasket of Europe, and now that's not happening. And we need to get the grain out because it's affecting other countries.
McCain's comments came during an interview on the BBC Sunday. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Thailand's main opposition parties have easily bested other contenders with virtually all the votes counted from Sunday's general election. Their victory fulfilled many voters' hopes the balloting would serve as an opportunity for change 9 years after a 2014 military coup. The junior opposition Move Forward Party eked out a victory in the 500-member House of Representatives. A joint session of both houses of parliament selects the new prime minister in July. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday he expects to meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday for talks on a plan to raise the nation's debt limit and avoid a catastrophic default. Speaking to reporters in the mid-eastern U.S. state of Delaware, Biden said he remained optimistic about agreeing on a deal.
Well, I've learned a long time ago, and you know as well as I do, it's never as good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement, and I think we'll be able to do it.
Biden said he still planned to leave on a trip to Japan this week for meetings of the G7 leaders. He has been scheduled to leave Wednesday. An impeachment trial of Ecuador's president Guillermo Lasso is set to begin on Tuesday, the head of the South American country's opposition-controlled parliament said. The proceedings came after online newspaper La Posta published allegations in January of widespread graft in public companies involving Lasso's brother-in-law. Opposition MPs have accused the conservative president of being aware of the alleged corruption in which a drug trafficking accused businessman close to his brother-in-law has also been implicated. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.